The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. Vijay calls me, Dr. H. Dr. Vijay, Dr. Nair, is traveling, and she's probably flying right over us and on her way to California as we're speaking. So I will be doing the show by myself. You know, Robin Williams was in this movie many years ago, and it was called Good Morning Vietnam, and he would always start off in the morning just yelling, Good Morning Vietnam. Well, I'm just going to say, good morning, world. We are getting listeners like all over the place. I've got a couple emails from New Zealand, some down in Mexico, some down in Brazil. And of course, we have lots and lots of people in North America, Canada, United States, you know, listening to our show. And by the way, you lucky people that live in Southern California, I will be again, I mentioned the last couple of weeks, but I will mention one more time because Memorial Weekend is coming up, that I will be at the Venice Beach bodybuilding competition. On Monday, they're having what they call Armed Forces Day. I'll be working with the Marines from 29 Palms. It's called Team Marine. So hopefully you guys are out there, and I will wave at everybody. And if you want to talk to me, I'm willing to listen. So it's going to be a great weekend. Monday will be there all day. The prejudging is in the morning. The posing will be in the afternoon. And our beloved governor will be there, of California, will be there. And hopefully I'll be able to get to meet him and talk with him a little bit and maybe even have him on our show. Anyways, I wanted to share, because we had this wonderful Dr. Terry Orbach, and she wrote a book called Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. If you didn't get a chance to listen to our show, it's been archived, I believe it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, please listen to it. There's one section that I absolutely love, and I really believe if we're into any, it doesn't even have to be a marriage, it's any type of relationship. Now, before I go any further, I love this acronym that I learned a long time ago. So if you have your paper and pencils ready, and you can use pen, that's not a problem. The acronym for love, L is for listen, O is for overlook, V is for voice control, and E is for encouragement, L-O-V-E. So the Love Doctor's five tips for unpacking old baggage, because I believe this is the bottom line for a lot of our situations. One, get rid of the reminders. Physical things like photos, old furniture, gifts can actually re-stimulate old wounds and continue to remind you of negative emotions associated with someone in your past. Discarding or storing these reminder objects will usually bring some relief. I can't believe that some people actually will take their bed that they've had in a relationship for a number of years into the new relationship. I've been a believer that when we let go, and we let go of people, places, and things, including the beds and the furniture and everything else. Of course, the last time I kept my blender, for what reason, I don't know why I kept the blender, but I did. Number two, purge your anger. You may still have an unresolved anger at a parent, an old work associate, or an ex. It is okay to feel some anger, but if you don't deal with that anger constructively, you can't let go of the past. Try writing a really angry letter to that person and then throw it away. Excuse me. Don't send it. This really works. See, I'm getting all choked up on this one. And it's really, really important, too. We need to work through these issues. And if you listen to our show on the Grieving Handbook by John James, this is about 7 and 8 months ago, we talked about how it's so important to get to the place of acceptance, not to be still stay emotionally attached, and we can do that by still being angry. Number three, don't blame yourself. Whatever happened in the past to create hurt that you hold on to, don't blame yourself. Instead, blame the relationship or situation. when you can really forgive yourself by saying things like, I was young, I didn't know any better, I handled it as best I could at the time, you'll be able to finally let go of the baggage associated with the past. Number four, don't repeat the pattern. When we carry old wounds, we sometimes behave in the present as if that relationship or situation is still going on. All right, boys and girls, how many of us really go back into the past and bring it right into the present, and we're not really being honest with our partners and the relationship that we're in? Instead, be in the present. Look at your current relationship and situation and change your behavior to fit the way things actually are right now. And, of course, number five, ask for help. If you are really feeling distressed, angry, or upset, or if you feel like the past is preventing you from moving on, strongly encourage to seek out the services of a counselor or a therapist. Family counseling therapy, psychotherapy is excellent, excellent. So, next article. Oh, I love this. So now I have the limelight, and Dr. Vijay, she's going to be listening and go, oh, you had a lot to say. Yes. This is a neat article. It's called Rub Your Pain Away. Simple self-massage techniques provide fast, easy relief for everyday aches. Now, if you guys are like me and you're invited to a party and we hear that there's a massage therapist somewhere at the party, I find who that person is, I sit next to them and I go, oh, I have this little ache over here on my shoulder, and 9 times out of 10, I get my way. And they'll go, oh, I'm a massage therapist. Here, let me help you. And, of course, I just sit there and I cool away as I'm being rubbed, and everybody else is looking at me like, well, how come this guy's getting a massage over here? So you can use that as Dr. H's technique of getting a massage at a party. If you've ever rubbed your temples to ease a headache, you've used self-massage. The human touch itself, fingers on the temples, forehead, and back of the neck, increases blood flow and immediately sends signals to the brain to relax. We can start the self-massage program in the shower. As you're washing, spend some time using deeper strokes, squeezing muscles, and releasing. Try incorporating massage into routine 3 to 7 days a week for 10 to 15 minutes. And then this one doctor states, warm up with some cardiovascular activities. Walk up and downstairs or do jumping jacks for a few minutes. Warm your hands under running water before each session. Also warm the muscles you plan to work on. A heating pad can help with most areas, while a warm washcloth draped around the neck will help loosen neck and shoulder muscles. Breathe deeply throughout the massage to help muscles relax. If you've ever had a massage, a great professional massage therapist will say, breathe into it, and it's amazing. Breathing really, really helps the muscle to relax. Aromatherapy can also help the massage more effective. Lemongrass is good for aches. Rosemary helps with cramps. And lavender is soothing for muscular strains. These essential oils should always be diluted in a carry oil such as sweet almond or sesame seed. Most health food stores will have this combination or the individual combined with the sweet almond or sesame seed. And so you don't have to make your own concoction. They already have them by several companies. Use 12 drops of essential oil for each fluid ounce of carrier. If you have especially sensitive skin, use fewer drops. Now, I've used this quite a few times. To spare stress on fingers and hands, use tennis balls or golf balls, device that provides, you know, deep pressure, and basically just put the tennis ball or the golf ball on the floor and just run your foot over it. And, boy, I'm telling you, between reflexology and getting all those issues out throughout the body and just the feeling of just able to break up some of that tension that's in the foot that also relaxes the rest of the body. Head and neck. Squeeze and release the muscles between your head and the shoulder as you shrug or rotate the shoulder. I've learned many years ago that I don't know too much, so I do this as I'm driving, especially if it's on a freeway, especially in a California freeway. I will shrug my shoulders. I go, I don't know. In fact, I'm doing it right now. I don't know. And it's a good feeling of really not knowing too much, which is good for me, and also the fact that it helps me relax that tension in my shoulders. So I'm helping myself on a physical and also on an emotional level. Okay, what's the last one? Feet. Okay, we talked about that. So let's do the lower back. Lie on a tennis ball, and again, I've done that before too, or a foam roller for a larger area on a forgiving surface such as a bed or a couch. for glutes and hips, roll until you find a tender spot and press against it for about 20 to 30 seconds. Repeat until you feel the muscles relax. This stuff really, really works. I've been doing this for years. It's a great article over here. But, you know, we can say, oh, I need a massage, but we can do a self-massage easily, you know, whether it's using a tennis ball, golf ball. I mean, there's a lot of different implements that we use. I've seen this one long bar. It's like an S-curve and has like a ball at one end, and I can take it from my back and do the shoulders in the upper areas, and it's pretty cool. Okay, enough of me. Let's talk about our guest, because we're going to be going to break for a couple seconds. This is a great person. I met her a few weeks ago. Alana Reynolds has been a nutritionist for over 14 years and has used and studied pine bark extract since 1994. Now, I know about pine bark. It came out as a pycnogenol. It came out a number of years ago in the 90s and sort of came and went. But this is some fascinating work. She personally set up and completed two clinical studies on pine bark extract, measuring antioxidant activity and free radical damage in the body. The results of both studies were so positive, the independent lab called to find out what product the people were using. So, Alana, welcome. Well, let's talk for about a minute or so, and then we'll go to our break. Good morning, and thank you for being on our show.
Thank you very much.
So, how did you get involved? Get a little bit more of this, of the being involved, and then we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about the history of pine bark.
Thank you, Dr. H. I was in a women's networking group, and everybody kind of talked about their businesses, and one of the women knew I had arthritis pain, and she kept mentioning about her business and kind of kept bugging me about it, said, give it a try. And I said, oh, I've been in pain a long time. Nothing's going to help. And I was in my 30s at the time. So finally, I asked another friend who was in his 80s, what do you know about this stuff? And he says, I take it every day. I wouldn't be without it. So I went, okay, well, I guess I better try it. So I did. And I was out camping in about 33-degree weather 2.5 weeks later, and I woke up pain-free. And I woke my husband up and said, am I alive? And he said, yeah, why? I said, I don't hurt. And that was my first morning waking up pain-free in years. And I went, oh my gosh, those silly little pills I'm taking have given me the relief that I never dreamed I could have. So that's the start of my pine bark extract experience.
So you mentioned about a couple studies that were done.
Yes. When I saw the relief that I got, and I talked to other family members and friends that I'm trying this supplement, it's really helping me, you guys want to try it. So a lot of people around me kept trying it and getting results. So I was introduced to a company that did free radical testing, an independent lab. Mm-hmm. So I went and met them, talked to them, and said, I really want to know what this product's doing in my body. Can you guys help with this? And I had not done clinical studies before, so they gave me the information. They told me what they did as a lab. They did urine testing, blood work, as well as saliva testing. And I said, I'm interested in doing this. And they said, great. So I set up, one study was 8 months, one study was 5 weeks, and had a large variety of ailments. I didn't have a large, huge amount of people. I had 20 to 30 people in each, and people from all over the U.S., age, stressed out attorney at age 40 up to people in their 80s, all different ailments from stress to heart to tumors to psoriasis, diabetes. And I said, I just want you to just add this product. Don't change anything else about your program. And get in touch with me anytime you want to call. We're going to do this testing, and then we're going to do the same testing at the end. And in the 8-month study, we did the same lab work in the middle.
And let's hold off for the results.
Okay.
We'll do a little one of these suspense theater and wait for when we come back from a commercial break, then we'll give the results. So we'll be right back with Kiss Your Life Hello.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. H, Dr. Vijaya is not here. She actually, at the 20 minutes ago, she was flying over probably Palm Springs on her way to L.A. So welcome to California, Dr. Vijaya, and I'll probably catch up to you within the next day or so. Anyways, well, we have an excellent guest. Alana Reynolds is a nutritionist, and we kept everybody in suspense about what the results were with the pine bark extract. So please enlighten us.
Yes. What was absolutely amazing is when I got a phone call, actually in both studies, from the independent lab, and they said, what are you using on your clients? And I told them, and I said, why? And they said, well, our work daily is doing medical studies for medical clinics around the world and independent doctors. Mm-hmm. We have seen a 55% improvement in your people, an improvement in antioxidant activity, and a decrease in free radical damage. And they said, we never see anything like this. They were absolutely amazed. And so I said, what do people normally have? And he said, there's times where we test people's products and there's no benefit, or maybe a good result is 10%. So I was ecstatic. And they were doing 4 different tests with urine, 5 different tests with blood, and they also did saliva testing. They really wanted to see if the saliva testing was matching and mirroring the blood work to see if that would be something to safely use and be confident with it. And it pretty much mirrored it. So doing the saliva testing, they realized was, you know, almost as effective as the blood work in what they were testing.
You know, what impressed me when you were telling me when we first met, the fact that you actually did an independent clinical study test. I can't tell you how many companies that contact me that either want me to write for them or they want to be on our show, and I say, well, what studies do you have? It's sort of like the Carfax commercial on TV, you know, where the guy's saying, show me the Carfax information. The guy says, well, here, we'll throw in a free steering wheel or we'll throw a free hubcap. No, show me the information. And some companies will have tons and tons of testimonials, but show me a study. Show me an independent study. But we have all these testimonials. The fact that I love and I was really inspired by, you know, talking with you is that there was actually an independent study that you had done, and the results were unbelievable. So I appreciate it and thank you. Give us a little history, because pine bark has been around for a while. You know, it came and went, but I know there's some fantastic history about it. So please tell us this information.
When I first got into learning about pine bark, the two stories I remembered right away were Dr. Jacques Cartier in the, I believe, 1700s, was in Canada, and his ship was frozen in to the river. They couldn't get out, and his crew was sick. So a local medicine woman made a brew for them. Now, he was very skeptical. He didn't want her to injure his crew, so he just gave it to one of the people, and they got much healthier. Now, in today's day, we would have called this scurvy. So it was pretty much the men were living on dried meat, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got well right away. They gave it to the rest of the crew. The story is everybody got healthier. The river eventually melted, and the guys got out, you know, months later and went back to where they came from. Similar stories with Captain Cook in New Zealand, also in the 1700s. And they made things, I think then it was out of spruce. And so what happened is we were reading this stuff later on, and found what was it in nature that helped these people. And one of the things they found out with in Canada with Jacques Cartier was using pine. It was questionable. I've heard different things, if it was pine bark, if it was pine needles, a combination. Either way, it caused people about 50 years ago to really start studying it. When I look further back, Ayurvedic goes back 5,000 years. The Australian Aborigines, American Indians, the Cherokee used pine bark. We've used hawthorn. We all have know about aspirin. It came from the white willow.
Right
now, the medical community uses the yew tree. They make Taxol, a drug Taxol, in treating breast cancer. Other tribes around the world use something called cramp bark, which is... they named it that because it helped with cramps, bitter bark soup, ginkgo, horse chestnut. Many, many trees have been used, and the bark is naturally, it's a protection for the tree. And in some cases, like, say, the giant redwoods, it's protecting them for hundreds and hundreds of years. So there's many, many compounds in this pine bark that we have discovered to be very helpful for humans as well. New Zealand, which is where I get my pine bark from, has done huge studies down there related to through the University of Canterbury. So they did a lot of studies that really looked at what's happening, and they found one that's in their area that is naturally grown, so it's organic, not the California version of certified organic, but it's from New Zealand and it's healthy. So when you're looking at all these things, many, many tribes and cultures have been involved in pine bark for, as I said, going back 5,000 years with Ayurvedic.
You know what? Another thing that impressed me, too, I'm very easy to be impressed, by the way. One of the things that impressed me also is that the company's is getting the pine bark extract from New Zealand. I've learned through the years of just about anything that's grown in New Zealand is going to be as pure as possible, because I know New Zealand has some real strict laws on chemical use. So basically, you know, it's organically grown, it's free of pesticides, insecticides, the bovine, you know, the cattle, the deer, the elk, everything is just everything is almost like it's still in its natural state. So to find an ingredient that comes from New Zealand, it's like, wow, it really tweaks my interest, because now I know we're getting the purest form. Because as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, that pine bark has been around for, you know, time, and yet here is something from New Zealand, so now I know this is the purest form. Now, pine bark falls into the same category, correct me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, please, with grapeseed extract, yet the pine bark extract from New Zealand is much more potent than the grapeseed extract, correct?
Yes, and when there were many studies done, because some people were attempting to talk about them 15 years ago being equal and being very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And in the research I've done, the pine bark extract is a much broader spectrum antioxidant. It's longer molecular change. If I'm working with people that have said, well, I tried grapeseed and it didn't give me much results with XYZ health problem, then I say try the pine bark. You will probably see a big difference because there's such a broad spectrum. When you think about a diet, there's a lot more nutrients in, say, a red lettuce compared to an iceberg. There's more nutrients in a red grapefruit than a yellow grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
There's more color. So there's more compounds. I've been told there's over 2,000 natural compounds in pine bark extract. I've had people with arthritis or pain get results from pine bark that they didn't get from grapeseed. I especially feel confident with grapeseed for protection for the heart and heart disease. Allergies, much better results with pine bark extract. And a lot of these compounds, we don't need to have a name for it. Mother Nature put these different things in there. Some we measure, some we can't. But results we can measure by what happens with our bodies. And so when I'm looking at the studies, I'm looking at a chart right now, and the pine bark extract is much more prevalent in the longer, complex molecular chains, whereas green tea extract and grapeseed are higher in the short chain molecular structures.
Okay, so keeping it simple for all of us, the difference, the main difference between grapeseed and I just want to emphasize too, because there's pine bark extract, but there's also the pine bark extract from New Zealand that you're talking about.
Yes. The other thing that got my attention right away with this one is that they do a water extraction. Most of the pine bark that, all the pine bark that was around in the early 90s that many of us were using has 4 or 5 chemical solvents used for the extraction. The New Zealand company uses only water. So the water that comes in to the factory goes out the other end into the garden, basically, and makes a mulch. We aren't having any residues left going into our body, and we're also not having any residues whatsoever in the environment. And you mentioned how New Zealand is, and it is very, very pure down there. And that was something that really got my attention. Because to me, my body's important, and so is the environment, and doing the best I can to keep it clean. So very good.
I like that fact. I have a ton of more questions, so let's do a break, and I will come back, and with our guest, Alana Reynolds, we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki,
reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted material scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, along with co-host Alison Rose Levy, a leading integrative health journalist and media initiative director for Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back with our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. H, Dr. Howard Piper, and my most beautiful guest, Alana Reynolds. We're talking about, now we're going to talk about free radicals. We always hear free radicals, whether it's on television, it's on the radio, internet talk shows like us, in the newspaper. Free radicals threaten to oxidize our body to destruction. And science agrees, I'm reading a little quote over here, science agrees antioxidants are the answer, but which antioxidants? So, you know, there's a whole thing about free radicals, and I don't want to spend a lot of time with the problem. I love working with the solution, and what you're talking about basically is a solution. So these free radicals create, I mean, we need them to a certain point. It's sort of like when Dr. Vijay and I talked last week about chronic low pain inflammation being a huge connection with heart disease and with cancer. Inflammation is good because it tells us there's something going on with our body. Problem is, though, is that if we don't deal with the inflammation and have it go away via diet through eating the right foods, then that problem is creates a problem with us when we have chronic low pain inflammation. The same thing with free radicals. So, Alana, free radicals, more than a revolutionary. I like this this topic over here.
When I was doing the studies, the free radical part was very interesting to me because I knew I was feeling better. I knew I had a lot of friends and family that were feeling better. Ailments went away. My stepdad was able to get off insulin. Other testimonies like this came along. It was like, what's it really doing in my body? And that's when I heard we could actually test for free radical damage. And there's so many analogies we can think of and see immediately. You cut an apple in half. Within, you set it out on a counter, 30 minutes later it's going to start turning brown. If you squeeze lemon juice on it right away and leave it out on the counter next to the one that you didn't squeeze lemon on, you will see the difference of browning and of one versus the other. And this is antioxidant protection from the lemon. We have to replace windshield wipers on our car, even if we don't use them for 4 years. Mm-hmm. They dry out, they crack. So that's what's happening with our body. So just like you said, our body does create free radicals naturally. We need them.
The thing that I just want to mention, too, is fighting free radicals. And pine bark extract is an excellent, excellent product. Getting these studies and listening to what Alana was talking about, the fact that we need desperately something stronger than vitamin C. We need something desperately stronger than vitamin E. So let's do a break. We'll get our guests right back.
Thank you.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show. I don't know what happened, but Alana, I go through abandonment feelings very easily, so I'm glad we reconnected. Let's continue. I mean, because you and I were talking once you were able to establish, you know, the connection again. Tell about that one story about with the pine bark extract, please.
A woman called me recently and was placed an order, and I said, "It sounds like you've been on the product before." And she said, "Well, I've had it for my daughter." And I said, "What's her situation?" She said, "She's 5 years old. She's autistic," and we had her on this product, and we had phenomenal results. And I ran out 30 days ago. I couldn't get it from where I got it before. And I had such good results with her. We really noticed it when we stopped using it. I went, wow. And another story, again, I hadn't paid attention. Sometimes we forget when ailments we have go away.
Right, right.
I had been using pine bark myself for about a year. And this older gentleman said, "My wife is woken up at night with muscle cramps in her legs. Do you think this would help?" And I said, "Wow." And he said, "What?" And I said, "Well, I forgot all about it, but I used to get woken up at night, you know, a couple times a week with muscle cramps. And I haven't had them at all for the last year. And I hadn't missed them. I hadn't noticed them. And I forgot all about it." So those were a couple, I know, stories that we just, I ask everybody, please make a list of your ailments, whether it's a twitch, whether it's muscle cramps, whether it's tired every afternoon at 2 to 3 o'clock, maybe when you start working out or you go snow skiing once a year, you're sore. Write this, a list of these things down. Get on a product like this, take it for 30 to 90 days, and then go back to your list and look at how many things have changed, and you'll be amazed.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because for me it's been a common theme that when I recommend a certain product, some people say, it's not really working. And then I'll say, "Well, then stop taking it and see what happens." And then they'll call me and go, "Oh, my goodness, you know, yep, it must be working because my body feels better when I'm taking, you know, whatever product, you know, that I'm recommending." So I appreciate, you know, what you're saying. So before we had this little interruption, we were talking a little about flavonoids. You know, flavonoids can be covered as vitamin C, and there's a lot of different vitamin C products. Flavonoids are important for us, and we can get them in some of the fruits, you know, like the rinds of the grapefruit or the orange rind, the inside part. But to get something that goes beyond, and to me, I try to find a product that's on the cutting edge, the product that's working beyond everything else, not just the typical Me Too product. And I'm very impressed with the pine bark extract from New Zealand. Now, what I'm also loving, one of my passions, is the importance of omega-3s. You know, I have written many different books, and my one book, the ADD and ADHD Diet book, I talk about the importance of omega-3s. And combining something that has the omega-3s combined with probably one of the best antioxidant ingredients, you have something that you put together. This would be a great product for autism, because you mentioned about autism, you know, using the pine bark extract. Now we're adding something with omega-3s. Tell me a little about, you know, the combination, and if you want to, tell a little bit about the importance of omega-3s. You know, I'll help you with that, but otherwise, it's all yours.
Okay. We now have a formula of the pine bark extract in Zogenol, and we've added fish oil. So you can get it, you're getting it in one pill rather than getting your fish oil separately. The fish oil does come from Norway, which is a lot purer waters than using fish oil from other areas. Sometimes they're contaminated with toxins and mercury. So it's really important to pay attention to where you're getting your fish oil. So the omega-3s are beneficial many ways in our body. We've heard the stories with the Mediterranean diet and olive oil, flaxseed oil, some eggs, but mainly we want the omega-3s, which we're going to get very prevalent in fish oil. So we've put fish oil and omega-3s in two different size pills, a smaller dose for the kids, the pets, or people that need to swallow an easy swallow pill, and then we have a double dose. It's double the omega-3 fish oil, and it's double the Zogenol. And again, when people have switched over to that, they've been able to stop taking their regular fish oil, or for people who weren't on any omegas before, were, you know, again, they saw more improvement. One of the main things with the omegas is for the brain and thinking. And my parents do the crossword puzzles and every single day in the little word puzzles, and they're in their 80s. They do them all the way through. It's absolutely amazing, and they've been on my products for about 10 years. I said, you don't have to study it, just take this. So they believe in me. But the brain power for the omegas is very, very, very helpful, very helpful.
Well, you can tell everybody the first question, you know, when you told me that you had the combination of the omega-3s of fish oil, excuse me, along with the pine bark extract, the first question I asked you in regards to the omega-3s was what?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, we forgot. The first question is, what is the source?
Yes.
Because, you know, people can say, oh, well, I can go to Costco or I can go to Walmart and I can get the fish oils and, you know, I can pay $1.95 for 1,000, you know, capsules. But let me tell you, boys and girls, it's not comparing apples with apples. You know, to find the source, to find the best form of omega-3s, and the way they're made, too, just like when you mentioned about the pine bark extract, the way it's processed is so important. And for people to know how their products are, that they're buying at the supermarket or at a health food store, they need to ask questions. You know, give me some information. How has this ingredient been processed? You know, read the lines underneath. You know, what are the fillers? Are there any chemicals? Are there any additives in it? This is very, very important. So the first question I asked you was, you know, where's the source? And when you told me within the cold waters and the type of fish, it's very, very important to know that now you're getting the purest form of omega-3s. A little asterisk along with the omega-3s, because it's important for the DHA, which we know for the brain, and that's why combining a fantastic antioxidant like, you know, the pine bark extract along with a pure, great fish oil with omega-3s, you're now helping the children and adults, too, with ADD, with autism, with Down syndrome. For us, people that are a little more mature, we hope. I don't say we're geriatrics. I want to say we're a little more mature. This is great not only for the brain to keep the memory just sharp and clear, but it's also excellent to help prevent macular degeneration. It literally can slow down the cataract buildup. It's great for the heart. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Excuse me, right now I'm working with the bodybuilders, as we know, going to be at Venice Beach this weekend, and I will be having them on your product because this is an excellent product for them, for energy, for stamina, for recovery from working out. So anybody that's in the sports field, this is an excellent combination with the omega-3s and the pine bark extract.
About 10 years ago, I was helping down at the marathons in L.A., and when I talked to people that were runners that had already been on pine bark extract, they said that the recovery time was 3 to 4 days rather than 7 to 10 days. And again, I wasn't a marathon runner, but that was amazing to hear the results from people when I was helping down there. They said it's absolutely incredible for the recovery time.
Well, I know the ability of what omega-3s can do for the body, and also the ability of a fantastic antioxidant with pine bark extract. You had mentioned before, too, where you said, you know, the grains and the food that we're getting omega-6s. This is something, too, I just want to emphasize a little bit because this is really important. It's almost become a priority for me, that we end up taking, and Dr. Vijay and I talked about this a few weeks ago, we're taking in too much omega-6s, and we're getting this through the grains. There's a lot of omega-6s. You mentioned olive oil, which is excellent. What else? From the cattle, if we're eating meat or fish, chicken, turkey, hopefully organic, hopefully free range, we're getting lots of omega-6s. And omega-6s are good because they help us that if we have an inflammation, it tells the body there's inflammation. The problem is, and I think you touched on it for a second, but I just want to emphasize this because the importance, is the ratio that we're getting is somewhere, the normal ratio for the average person is somewhere like 15 or 20 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3s. We need to cut down on the omega-6s, but we also need to increase the amount of omega-3s to bring that ratio to at least maybe 2 or 3 to 1. And when we have these omega-3s, they also work as an excellent anti-inflammatory. I can't tell you, Alana, how many people will contact me and say, you know, I'm taking these different steroids, I'm taking these different NASIDs, you know, I have arthritis, I have some inflammation that's just not going away, or I even have some heart problems, too. And then I'll say, well, are you taking omega-3s? Yeah, you know, I get some, maybe I do, maybe I don't, or maybe I go to Walmart, you know, and I get some of the stuff they have there. The importance of taking a great omega-3, you know, from, like, for example, like from the product that you're talking about, it takes that ratio down to 2 to 3 to 1, and it works. In fact, it follows, as an anti-inflammatory, it follows the same pathway as medication does. But people are getting a lot of counterindications and having a lot of reactions to the medication. Now, here's something natural. And I forgot to ask you, how can we get more information? So I apologize. I usually try to do that 2 or 3 times.
All right. Thank you. My website and my business name is Wings of Wellness, Wings Like a Bird, Wings of Wellness. The product is called Enzogenol, which is a pine bark extract. And so go to the website, Wings of Wellness, and I'll give you the toll-free company number. It is 877-247-7724. I'll repeat, 877-247-7724. And we will help them out the best we can. We can give them some conversation on what they're eating, what they're taking, make sure they're not taking too much of one thing, and we'd be happy to help people in any way we can.
I like the fact that you have in 2 different potencies and also the ability to have a smaller, they're like little gel capsules, is that what they are?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, because I know there are a lot of products out there that parents will call me and say, you know, I have my little Johnny or I have my little Susie on so-and-so product, but the problem is, though, that they can't take it because it's, the capsule's too large, or if it's a tablet, which is probably one of the worst things to take as a tablet, your gel capsules are one of the best I can't cut it because it'll squirt all over the place. But to have something that's just small enough that a small child can take, and then you also have the potency too. So typically, you know, the child's going to take half the dose as an adult. So now you have the ability to have something smaller with half the dose, and then adult, of course, will take, you know, the double the dose.
Yes. And I've used them for my kitty cat. I put a little butter on it, and it goes down easily. And for some older people who can't swallow pills, they'll even chew them. And it's not that they're actually chewing them up, but they'll stick them in their mouth and chew like they would food, and then they swallow. And they're very, very easy to swallow.
That was the question I was going to ask you, too, because, you know, I've written about 3 or 4 books on pets, so a lot of the products that I recommend for humans, okay, also pets can take that. We have a few more minutes. Can we go and talk maybe a couple, 3 minutes about the ability for either by itself the pine bark extract and or, which I'm really fascinated about, is the combination of the pine bark extract from New Zealand and also your omega-3s for pets?
Yes. One of my clients and distributors works a lot with animals, and she could go on for a couple hours on testimonies with dogs, older dogs that, you know, were arthritic, her personal dogs that quit following her on horseback rides, other dogs that used to love running to the beach and going and playing frisbee that now got old and couldn't, and getting on endogenous, they were back out running down the beach, jumping into the back of the pickup. They don't know placebo. They do not know what that thing is that we're hiding in the little chunk of cheese or whatever. Very, very good results. We've had, with people as well, macular degeneration, and pressure in the eyes with, like, glaucoma that was helped, and the same thing with animals. My first story with animals was my horse. I had a horse who passed away recently at age 30. I was riding him a week earlier, but he had some liver problems. But when I started him on this, he had been arthritic, and he would, you know, he'd seen the light go on in the evening, and I'd go out to feed, and he'd walk in to see me. Well, within 2 days of being on the pine bark extract, he would come galloping in to see me. Again, instant change. Oh, my gosh. And that was just amazing. So he had a very healthy life until he was 30. And we've had one person was using it for the bird, another for their turtle. They were opening little capsules that we had. This was just the pine bark. This was before we had the omega with it. Mm-hmm. And used it in helping their animals. My kitty cat is 17. She's sitting here at my feet. She is a cancer survivor. She's up and about and doing really well. And a lot of cats, I can't say that for at age 17, or dogs that are up into their teens. So I absolutely recommend it for pets.
Thank you. You know, you mentioned before about pets don't ask questions. Because I've written about 3 or 4 books for pets. I've gotten to know a lot of the holistic veterinarians around the country. And a lot of them will say that the reason they became veterinarians is that their patients don't question. They don't say, well, show me a double-blind study, show me this, show me that. You know, I give them what they need. They get better. They're happy. Their tails are wagging. And they go on with life. Wow. This is really great having you on the show. I really appreciate it. And please, one more time, the phone number that we can call and also your website.
Okay. The phone number is toll-free, 877-247-7724, and the website is Wings of Wellness, wings like a bird, wingsofwellness.com.
Great. And again, Alana Reynolds, a great nutritionist, a great person, and you gave us tons and tons of information, and I love you for it, and an excellent product. And thank you for what you're doing, and let's talk soon. I would love to have you on the show again. When I come back from the Muscle Beach weekend, I will talk to a lot of people and tell them about how all these guys did. So if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.